Warning. The views expressed on the Mike Cannon Show, or the segments brought to you on this indie media radio show, do not necessarily reflect the views of WNRB nor WNRB's host.
This is my boomstick!
The Mike Cannon Show.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Welcome again to another edition of the Mike Cannon Show, indie media radio for Central Wisconsin. We have a great show lined up for you this week, but first this public service announcement. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
So, Mom, what if something happens? Should I stay where I am and wait for you, or go to Grandma's house, since it's closer?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Is there a place we all meet? If the phone doesn't work, how will I tell you I'm there?
And one extremely good reason why you should.
What should I do?
Talk to your family about what you would do in case of an emergency. For more information, go to www.ready.gov.
What you just heard is a sound clip from a video produced by the National Cable and Telecommunication Association. It starts out with a bunch of cute little kids all alone in a dark room with cute little concerned looks on their faces. Boy, you just want to reach out and tell them, "Don't worry, children. Everything will be all right. Don't worry."
So, Mom, what if something happens? Should I stay where I am and wait for you, or go to Grandma's house, since it's closer?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
The terrorists won't get you. We'll get a plan together, so the terrorists won't get you. These are the types of public service announcements, or PSAs, that have been airing on local stations. I've heard the radio version twice now on that all-hate AM radio station here in town.
So, Mom, what if something happens?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
There are versions that are also produced by the Ad Council and a couple other groups that I know of. So why would the Ad Council and the National Cable and Telecommunication Association of America be trying to put the fear of God or terrorist into our children? Why would these business interests and lobby groups be doing this to us? Wouldn't it make more sense if they suggested that we talk to our children about what to do in case a stranger talks to them, or what to do in case of a house fire, and talk about the evacuation plans, or what to do in case of a tornado, or how about just talking to our kids about not playing with matches? How about something that makes a little bit of sense rather than what to do in case of a terrorist attack?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
So why would these business groups be trying to convince us with images and words from cute little kids in a scary dark room worrying about something that probably will never happen to them? It's called indoctrination. And these business lobby groups are trying to help us be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
So, Mom, what if something happens?
So why would they do that? Well, according to Dr. Lawrence Britt, who a couple of years ago did an analysis of fascist regimes, including Mussolini's Italy, Hitler's Germany, Franco's Spain, and fascist Indonesia and several Latin America countries, he came up with a list of things common to all of them. According to Dr. Britt, number 6 on his list was control of mass media. Quote, "Sometimes to the media is directly controlled by the government, but in other cases the media is indirectly controlled by the government regulation and or sympathetic media spokespeople and executives," unquote.
So, Mom, what if something happens?
Number 7, obsession with national security. Fear is used as a motivational tool by the government to control the masses. And number 9 on his list, corporate power is protected. The industrial and business aristocrats of the fascist nation often are the ones who put the government leaders into power, creating the mutually beneficial business/government relationship and power elite. So again, why would the National Cable and Telecommunication Association of America and the Ad Council be putting together these PSAs to run on Fox Television-type networks and the all-hate AM radio stations here in town? Why, quote, the industrial and business aristocrats of a fascist nation often are the ones who put the government leaders into power, creating a mutually beneficial business/government relationship. That's why the Ad Council wants us to talk to our children about terrorist attacks. It's to make a boogeyman and to keep us afraid. Quoting Dr. Britt again, fear is used as a motivational tool by the government. You can find more interesting parallels between fascist nations and what America is turning into by Googling Dr. Britt, that's B-R-I-T-T, and terrorism.
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
As a sidebar, you can check out the movie V is for Vendetta for a dramatization of the extreme possibilities when we allow this stuff to happen.
So, Mom, what if something happens? Should I stay where I am and wait for you, or go to Grandma's house since it's closer?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack. There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack. There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack. Plan in case of a terrorist attack. A terrorist attack. A terrorist attack.